The key to dressing appropriately is by the layering of clothing. Each layer does a particular job to assist you to protect yourself against the cold and the wind. Clothing needs to be large and loose, so that you trap the warm air acting as insulation around your body. You can put on up to 7 layers, with 5 layers being the norm. On your feet, you wear mukluks. Mukluks are insulating windproof boots that will protect your feet right down to minus 60 degrees Celsius, 76 degrees Fahrenheit. Because the ice is so dry and it doesn't rain in Antarctica, your clothing does not need to be waterproof. You use a range of gloves, with the final pair being called nose wiper mittens. In the cold and the dry of Antarctica, your nose dribbles constantly. Rather than exposing flesh in the extreme cold to wipe your nose with a tissue, you just wipe your nose on the mitten's fur, hence the name nose wiper mittens. You lose 70% of your body heat from your head and neck area. So a wonderful saying in Antarctica is that if your feet are cold, then put a hat on. The full set of survival clothing must be worn any time you leave the base, even when you are flying in helicopters, planes, or traveling in any of the ground transport. There are some days when you don't have really to wear it at all, but you must always be prepared for the worst weather conditions in Antarctica. The clothing has changed since the TAE, when I drove a massive Ferguson tractor to the South Pole. We travelled in very cold temperatures, most of the time travelling at minus 30 degrees Celsius.